Remember this, nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right, and they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled. What imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth? Administration is 100% committed to eradicating human trafficking from the earth. This form of modern-day slavery here in the United States and all around the world. We are dismantling the criminal organizations that make large-scale human trafficking possible. We will not rest until we've stopped every last human trafficker and liberated every last survivor. About replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason, to protect and enrich itself. A small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected. And we will be protected by God. Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? think I did, but we all did. And we're all doing it. Or did we just go along with convention, swim downstream so easily with the current, and just give in because it was the easy way, it was the traditional way, or it was the accepted way? I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country and for your family. And as long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come. I can promise you that.
Of the His Hardline podcast, where we ignite independent and accurate thought, break the chains and shackles of mental bondage, challenge societal norms, and traverse through the timeless teachings of our Heavenly Father. Join us as we liberate minds and embrace the power of the Great Awakening while embracing true sovereignty. Welcome to the show.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you for tuning into the His Hardline podcast. And if you want to find more shows like this, along with our social media links, you can find all of that on hishardline.com. That's www.hishardline.com. I am Jason, your co-host, with our sovereign Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, at my side, because he is the host with the most and the most high. He's at the helm, behind the wheel, in the captain's chair, and he's steering this great ship of ours through these crazy rough waters and this storm that we call life. So welcome to His Hardline. So today's show is called Beyond the Mic. And today we'll be doing a reading out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. I see Oscar in the chat's asking if we're going to be bringing some heat today. You better believe it. Daily disclaimer. I want to clarify that while I proudly serve as a lawful and honorable member of the Michigan General Jural Assembly in good standing, my expertise does not extend to being a licensed doctor, holistic health expert, financial advisor, biblical scholar, or bar lawyer. Additionally, I am not the official face or voice of the National States or County Assembly. And remember, I do not advocate for violence unless it's in self-defense of your family and those around you. And please note that the opinions, thoughts, and statements expressed on this platform are solely my own and for educational and entertainment purposes only. Tell you what, I'm going to have to get a producer in here. One of these days, I'm going to have to buckle down and get a producer. Because I tell you what, trying to do everything myself, getting prepared for the show and hitting buttons the right way. As you can tell from that dead air, that was a oops on my part. My bad. But hey, that's okay. You know what? I'm infallible. I'm not perfect. And you know what? This is what you get. This is what you get at the His Hardline podcast. And what that means is that it's just me, myself, and, well, Jesus Christ, of course. But, you know, he's got the job. He's got the easy job. He just sits there and he just tells me what to do. And I say, okay, yes, sir, I will do this and I will do that. I can't guarantee it's always going to be perfect, obviously. But, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, so Beyond the Mic, it's going to be a good podcast today, I think. It's going to be a very, very good show. Now, I tell you, if you didn't catch my podcast last week with Mike Gill, definitely go check that out. Okay, if you haven't already, definitely go check that out. Literally, he's America's number one whistleblower for literally the crime of the century. I'm not going to give too much away here because of, you know, time restraints, but I would highly recommend go listening to that show regarding the Pandora Papers. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a time that is like none other in history. And the reason I say that is because the amount of technology that's made available at our fingertips, anybody and everybody can get a message out there around the world in a matter of seconds. It just depends how good that message is that determines on whether or not that becomes a viral message, right? Or a viral video. And because of that technology, you could just spring up a platform just out of nowhere. And if you have the right money backing you, become an overnight sensation. Now, we have a lot of so-called truth-telling podcasters out there. And a lot of them don't even mention or discuss the general jural assemblies. Yeah, but Jason, maybe they don't know about the assemblies. Well, a good majority of them do, because I know I have emailed quite a few of these platforms. I've emailed X22. I know Destry has texted Clay Clark, and he was met with a response before being blocked, saying, I forgot exactly what Destry told me he said, but basically, don't contact me anymore or something to that effect. I can't remember the exact words. But, you know, these podcasts, these people, they know exactly who we are. They know that we exist. You want to know how I know they know that we exist? Is because you have different platforms like SGAnon and SGT Report that bring on people like AVR, right? Anavon Wrights and Vandersteel, talking about that state national bull crap, that nonsense that ends up basically entrapping you into the corporation on the back end. So yeah, a good majority of them know that we exist. They're just, you know, because I know Destry's emailed a few of them. I've emailed quite a few of them. I know there's quite a few people on Destry's behalf that emailed them. I know these people hear us. These people hear us. I know they hear us. But yet they won't get people like Destry or myself or other people like Lisa or who, you know, people that know this stuff inside and out. They won't get people like us on the air to discuss what this is in front of their large audience. Why? It's like they don't have a real desire to restore this Republican form of government. They just want to profit off the people and keep spreading that fear porn. That's it. But again, yet nobody wants to acknowledge, nobody wants to reply to us, but they'll have AVR on. Okay. That's great. That they'll have people from Tactical Civics on. Okay. They'll have Ann Vandersteel on. Okay. Figure that one out. You have people out there that actually have platforms that are part of the assembly, supposedly. And I'm not going to mention names right now, but there's a couple platforms, actually, that are assembly members, but yet they'll have other scumbags on that are obfuscators or part of the state national crap, or not state national, but tactical civics. Figure that one out. I'm telling you, folks, we are being, like I said yesterday in yesterday's show, we are being met with symmetrical subversion. These people do 180s on us, showing their true colors, showing their true showing the true obfuscators that they are. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are rapidly approaching a point in time where all of these people and all of these entities are going to be revealed for the corrupt criminal scumbags that they are. There's going to be no denying who they are. There is going to be no excuses. And at the end of the day, they're going to have some pretty tough questions to answer. And when we reach out to them, letting them know, hey, this is who we are, we have irrefutable, unrebutted proof and evidence of who we are, returning back to our original jurisdiction, which in turn restores our Republican form of government. but yet nobody wanted to hear that story. Why didn't you reach back out to us? Huh? Nobody wanted to hear what that was about? Okay, that's right. You're not interested in fixing America. You're not interested in helping the American people return back to self-governance. I got it. Because you're too busy selling t-shirts and pens and books. You're too busy selling country music. But by golly, I know the law. I know the military law. I know the dress codes. Okay. I know the executive orders. Okay. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, the Patriots are in control. The military is the only way. Grab your popcorn, sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves, and let the white hats take care of the mess for you. Do you see what's going on here, folks? Do you understand what's going on? There's a reason why I took that give, send, go down. Because I did not want people getting the wrong idea, thinking, oh, well, Jason's just another one of them. Look, at some point in my life, would I like to earn a living doing this full time so I can get out of the truck that I drive daily, 12 hours a day, waking up at 2:30 in the morning? I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, I would love nothing more than to be a full-time broadcaster and to earn an honest, good living, but not grifting. Would I love to do this full time? You bet your butt I would, because this is fun for me. This is a passion. I love helping people. I love getting out the good message. But I don't want to do it the wrong way. So, what my goal here in today's podcast, after we get past the reading, is I want to be proactive. I want to be proactive in sharing with you who I am. Who is Jason Jones? When did his hardline come about? What's the mission here? What's his background? I want you to understand the man beyond this microphone over here. Because like I said, there's a lot of truthers out there. And sure, some of them we might see and know their voice or faces. Yes, we might know some of their names, supposedly. Yeah, we might know a couple of them and we know what their background is. Like Nino's a boxer. Okay. The guy from SGT Report, right? Sean. Okay, we understand he used to work for Target. All right. But who's X-22? Who is, who's And We Know? We just know that he's a veteran, Marine veteran, but we don't really know much about him. Who are these people? Who's Gene Decode? I mean, who's Phil? Who are these people? We don't know who these people are. Who's Bards FM? Okay, we know he was in the federal, the reserves or the National Guard or whatever. Okay. He shares a little bit about his life, but not a whole lot. Who are these people? Who's Ann Vandersteel? You know what I mean? Who are these people? We don't really know much about a lot of these people. So, I'm just telling you, don't be fooled. Do not be fooled, because here's the thing. You have to judge the fruit of their labor. What are they telling you, and what solutions are they providing you? What are they discussing? Sure, they might be bringing you the news. Yeah, they might be feeding you a narrative that you're trying to look for, right? Because you don't trust mainstream media anymore. You don't trust CNN. You don't trust Fox anymore. So you go and divert to, alt media, right? You go into independent media, supposedly, right? Supposedly, it's independent media. Listen, let me tell you something. You're not going to get more independent than what you got over here or at the Michelle Moore show or some of these other small guys that are actually trying to put out the truth. But a lot of these guys out here, I've questioned it. How in the world did some of these people get hundreds of thousands of subscribers? Like, just, it seems like in no time. I'm not going to mention this particular name of a podcast, but it is on Podbean. He's got over 75,000 subscribers. And when I used to listen to him, I used to listen to the lives And I used to think, my gosh, there's only like 140, 50 people on here in the lives. This guy's got 75,000 plus people, maybe more. And there's only 100 plus people on here. Something don't seem right there. That's just me. Something just don't seem right with the math. And I'm a numbers guy. It doesn't match up. But again, because a lot of you don't trust mainstream media, you turn to these quote unquote alternative news sites, these alternative voices, alt media, and they hook you over there and they corral you in just like the little sheep and cattle that they think you are. I'm here to tell you, stop that. Use your brain, use your mind, use discernment and pray to God and ask for that clarity in figuring out who's trustworthy and who's full of crap. Well, Jason, how do we know you're not full of crap? How do we know if you're trustworthy? Well, that's the purpose of this show. Because when the time comes, and believe me, there's going to be a time that's going to come, all these people are going to get exposed. You're going to only have a few true voices out there to go to. And I want to be proactive so you guys know who is Jason Jones. But before we do that, let's get into Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Talking about false prophets. How fitting. False prophets. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits, you will know them. Well, let's break that down a little bit. So beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. Well, that right there warns against those who may appear harmless or even righteous on the surface, but harbor deceitful motives and intentions. They disguise their true nature, pretending to be trustworthy guides. But in reality, they're harmful and they're predatory. Then there's by their fruits, you will know them. Well, that emphasizes the importance of observing the actions and outcomes produced by these men and women out here, right? Especially in the truther movement. And just as one can identify a tree by its fruit, discerning the true nature of a person requires examining the results of their words and deeds. Pay attention to not just their words. What are their actions like? What are they doing? Oh, they're just selling merch and that's it? They're not even providing solutions to the problems they're discussing? Next. Then you got the verse, do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Well, the rhetorical question here highlights the absurdity of expecting good outcomes from sources known for producing bad results. It reinforces the idea that genuine goodness and righteousness yield positive, beneficial outcomes, while deceit and falsehoods ultimately lead to harm and destruction. Then you got the verse, just so every good tree bears good fruit, a rotten tree bears bad fruit. Again, this parallels the natural order of the world, where goodness produces goodness and corruption yields more corruption. It reaffirms the principle that one's true nature is revealed through their actions and the consequences thereof. And then you got the verse where it says a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. That emphasizes the inherent consistency between a person's character and their actions, just as a healthy tree can't produce unhealthy fruit, and vice versa. A person of genuine virtue will consistently manifest goodness, while those with corrupt hearts will inevitably produce harmful outcomes. It's that simple. Then the verse, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I love that one. That serves as a warning. That serves as a warning of the consequences for those who persist in deceit and wrongdoing. Ultimately, their actions will lead you to their downfall and condemnation. And then the last verse, so by their fruits you will know them. Pretty self-explanatory, but that conclusion reiterates the central message of the passage of true discernment. True discernment comes from observing the tangible results of a person's character and conduct. It emphasizes the importance of exercising wisdom and caution in evaluating the authenticity of individuals who claim to speak truth or offer guidance. So, that is the reading. Now, beyond the mic, I got some audio pieces here that I'm going to be playing. Need to make sure my volume is up. But I have some audio pieces I'm going to play. And the first one I'm going to play is by James O'Keefe. Now, we've been hearing a lot from Mike Gill that James O'Keefe, just like, what's his face? I can't remember his name now, but with Project Veritas, I think there was another person out there. I can't remember the name now. But anyways, but James O'Keefe is a big-time sellout. He's gone on out. He was invited out to Bohemian Grove with the rest of the pedophile elitists out there. And we all know what they do out there, a bunch of sick freaks. But listen to what he says here. I tell you, this is who they are. They act one way behind the curtain, but in the public eye, they act all virtuous and like they are noble, right? Listen to what he says here about what is your price. Listen to this.
What is your price? Is it 10 million? Is it 20 million? Is it 100 million? What is your price? Because if your price is not your life, then you are for sale. If your price is not your life, then you are for sale. Wow. So if you're going to be a truth teller, your price has to be your life. I can't surround myself with people whose price is not their life, because the enemy, whatever the enemy is, whether it be physical, legal, spiritual, will attack the vulnerability of the person who can be compromised. So you get real spiritual real fast if you're going to do this type of work.
What a freaking hypocrite this guy is. I tell you what, you hear what he said there. What, basically talking about what's your price, right? If your price is not your life, then you can be bought. Well, Mr. O'Keefe, I'm pretty sure you're a bought man, because it's widely, you know, known that you went out to Bohemian Grove. I mean, it cracks me up. So I want to play another audio piece, and then I'm going to kind of just go into my background a little bit here. And then I got a couple more audio pieces here, but this is the kind of crap that we need to know about. But again, who are these people beyond their microphone? Who are they? Now, this guy, he goes by the name, I follow him on X. His screen name is the Boomasan, I believe, or the Mind of Boomasan. It's a crazy name, but this guy actually featured me on one of his episodes. He does some pretty good work. He has like a podcast/production platform, so he doesn't do lives, but he does have some good content. I subscribe to him, but I'll share the link on Telegram. If you guys are on X, you can check that out. But here's from one of his shows. I got three audios from him. Listen to this one right here.
I went a little ham on Gene, but he deserved it. He deserves it. A lot of these guys deserve to be called out. They're hurting a lot of people, and they're taking a lot of your money, your time, and your attention away from the fight. And I've been pushing you guys towards Mike Gill and Pandora's Box, because I think that is one of the biggest fights, if not the biggest, to be in on. So anyways, I came from Gene Deco. He's a fraud. Welcome to the awakening beyond the counterfeit awakening. And we're throwing into question, guys, like...
Did you hear what he said there? Welcome to the awakening beyond the fake awakening. That is what this is. This is what they are pushing. They are pushing a fake awakening. They feed you the truth. They talk about election fraud. They talk about the children. They talk about how we need to, you know, save all the women and children from child sex trafficking, and how we need to get behind Mike Flynn and what's his name, that produced that movie, The Sound of Freedom, right? They tell you everything you want to hear. They tell you everything you want to hear. They tickle your ears. But then they somehow manage to slip in 5 to 10% deception in all that messaging just to throw you off. And if it's not to just to throw you off, it's also to sell you some products and to keep you distracted while they make money and while they keep you lulled asleep so you don't understand that the General Jural Assembly is the only true remedy that is recognized by the military in 7 different countries with no rebuttal by the Hague. They don't want you understanding that and figuring that out. So they try to muddy the waters with all this bullcrap.
If not the biggest to be in on. So anyways, I came from Gene Decode. He's a fraud. Welcome to the awakening beyond the counterfeit awakening. And we're throwing into question guys like Alex Jones, who was with Ivan Raiklin here, talking about in their coded message a better option in place if Trump were to be assassinated. Yeah, why not question some of these guys and the Flynn Network and Anne Vandersteel being in the Capitol on January 6th and yet no justice is happening? Me and KCQ going a little bit deeper into the cult that is Gene Decode and Blessed for Service. You guys can find out all kinds of stuff about who I am, but you guys love to just come onto a channel, watch a little bit of material, something rubs you wrong, and then you start talking smack. So who the fuck are you? Wake up. So to make this a little bit easier on me, as I was creating this video, and this is like take like 1 million, Outside the Matrix posting some wonderful stuff, and this is just really going to help me because I went a little hard on a couple people and I thought, that's not me, but it kind of is, but it's not me, but it kind of is. So anyways, people accuse Q of pacifying us, while all Q ever taught us was to think for ourselves and question everything. Have you ever considered the truth may be that these fake PAYtriots, like I've been pointing out, with inside intel are the ones pacifying us, all in the name of a grift? Yeah, they're making money. I just found out that Derek Johnson has a book. He's pushing his country music. He's asking for donations. He's going out on one of the most questionable people's freaking shows in Charlie Ward, where it's like, I can't believe you guys freaking even still listen to these guys. And some of you don't, but you
Yeah, this is absolutely, and I feel his frustration because you got these people. Everyone keeps, like, ever since I started putting stuff out, you know, and look, I'm just going to sit here and tell you, like I posted the other day, or yesterday, can't remember what day it was, or maybe I said it, I can't remember, but I keep getting people ask me, well, why don't you call all these people out? Well, first off, It's not just that simple. I'm not just going to start calling people out. What I'm going to start telling you is start questioning these people. The reason I don't listen to a lot of these voices, I mean, there was over 20 plus voices I used to listen to, but there were so many inconsistencies, so many flip-flops in their narratives, and they would make mistakes on the air. They'd be misinformed, and they wouldn't correct themselves. Very few anyways. Me, if I make a mistake or I misspeak, you know darn well I'm going to hold myself accountable and I'm going to correct myself on the record. Why? Because I'm infallible. I'm not perfect. But you will always get the same consistent message over here. You will always hear me push the National Assembly, the General Jural Assemblies. You will always hear me discuss the grand juries, the common law grand juries. You know what you won't be hearing over here? You will not be hearing anything about Anne Vandersteel or the state national, whatever the hell it is, the state nationals, right? You will not hear me talk about and push, guys, you need to do an affidavit of repudiation. That's how we return our freedom. Like, you're not going to hear any of that. You're not going to hear me flip-flopping back and forth on this. You're not going to see me, you know, try to push books and swag and this and that. Like I said, maybe one day, maybe. But see, these people are, they blew up overnight so quickly, and all they're focused on is making money. See, right now, I'm not really focused on making money. I have a good job that allows me to earn a good, healthy, honest income. Do I want to earn more? Sure. But that is not my goal. My goal is to help be a part of the solution of getting a Republican form of government back into we the people's hands. Once again, here's another audio piece.
His country music, he's asking for donations, he's going out on one of the most questionable people's freaking shows in Charlie Ward, where it's like, I can't believe you guys freaking even still listen to these guys. And some of you don't, but you still love Derek Johnson. Oh, how can we think for ourselves? We're letting these podcasters all want to tell us what to think. Remember what Q said. Q post 1295. Be careful who you follow. Some are profiting off this movement. Some are building a big following off this movement, only then to retreat and go mainstream. Like a lot of these truthers, big followings, you think they're not controlled, you think they're not trying to, you know, be handled by guys like Juan O'Savin, like Kerry Cassidy said, who's learned how to handle or manage the alternative media. Patriots make sacrifices, some the ultimate sacrifice. Patriots are selfless. Do they ask for monthly payments to remain patriots? Think logically. To some, it's only about the money. Like Scott McKay, those who would seek personal gain at the expense of others in this movement has an agenda. You decide. This is not a game. The only profit we should all be striving for is true freedom. God bless you all. Q. Outside the Matrix, pointing out a lot of great...
I'm going to rewind that part for a second. That's very important to re-listen to. What was the only profit that we need to be striving for?
Payments to remain patriots? Think logically. To some, it's only about the money. Like Scott McKay, those who would seek personal gain at the expense of others in this movement has an agenda. You decide. This is not a game. The only profit we should all be striving for is true freedom. God bless you all. Q. Outside the Matrix, pointing out a lot of great things. And this is really helping me because I started going ham on some people in the freaking comments. But anyways, and this guy, I don't know who this guy is. Knacknud, man with the penis.
So anyway, but yeah, so there's that audio. And then here's the last audio.
And I think she's right on the money here. And she's facing some of the same stuff that I'm facing now with now facing Patriot cognitive dissonance. So anyways, someone on my channel asked me, why do you truthers always got to discredit other truthers? Here it is. It's not about discrediting them. And no, it's not about hate. It's about questioning them. We're 4 years into a lot of talk and nothing really to show for it where the truthers are concerned. Question their words, their actions, and their sources. Question their intentions and motives. Do they have an agenda? Do they fight to continue a narrative? Do they flip-flop on their intel without explanation? Follow the money, which a lot of these guys, that's what I'm saying. If nothing else, they jumped onto the scene. When did Nino jump on the scene? Oh, that's right, when COVID hit. When did Derek Johnson come onto the scene? Look into how these guys came into the movement when we needed them most, when morale was low. And now what are they doing? They're making the money. Donations, book deals, freaking country music records, whatever it is. It's crazy. Do they block you when you disagree with them? Who are they connected to? And are they helping people or using people to benefit themselves? Do they gaslight? Do they claim to have special intel and sources and then make you pay for it only to find out other people already knew? There's a lot of things we're starting to pay attention to since it's been so long. There's patterns to recognize now. It's not about discrediting. It's about wanting to know who's really for us or against us before it's too late. And that's good of this whole thing. And it continues on. It's just.
And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right on everything he just said right there. Everything he just said was spot freaking on. Again, that is a guy I follow over there on X, formerly known as Twitter. He's got a Rumble page. D, like the letter D, D mind of Bumasan. It's, but he calls himself the Bumasan. I love it. I think it's great. Digital samurai. But at the end of the day, you have to question, where did these people pop up? Where did they come from? They just came up out of nowhere. You don't think that's backed by big money? Let me tell you something about this guy right here. Yours truly behind Beyond This Mic. All right. That's why I titled it the way I titled it, Beyond the Mic. We don't know who's beyond most of those microphones, but let me share with you who's beyond this mic. Now, obviously, you know my name is Jason Jones. All right, I was born on an Air Force base in Tokyo, Japan. Lived in Jersey for a good part of my childhood. Lived out in Wisconsin throughout my junior high and high school years. Did a little bit of community college. I went for business administration. Wait, let me think about that for a second. I went for computer programming first, discovered I hated it because I had a teacher that just absolutely made me feel like an idiot. So I switched my major to business administration or business management, one of the two. But anyway, I never got a degree. I never finished it. I took a break, right? A break, long break. Ended up moving to Florida down by my mom because she was living down there. Because, like, I don't know if you guys know this, my parents are split up. They're divorced. They're both remarried. But she was living in Florida. My dad was living in Wisconsin. That's where I was living. So, to fast forward this story a little bit, I moved down to Florida. And the reason I'm telling you all this, okay, just as a little background, I don't really do shows about me. I don't discuss the topic of me because this podcast is not about me. But the reason I'm making this particular episode about yours truly is because when everybody else gets exposed, you're already going to know and have a backstory. You're going to have a rapport with me. You're going to know. I know who Jason is over at His Hardline. Like, you might not know me personally, but you could say, hey, I know more than just what his job is. I know more than he's just a gas hauler for an oil company. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to know who I am, what my values are, what I'm involved in. Well, what are you involved in, Jason? Well, the Michigan General Assembly. So, and I'm coming to a point here about how this podcast came to be. So in 07, I moved down to Florida. I lived down there. I used to be a boat bottom cleaner, did all that fun stuff, scuba diving underneath people's expensive toys. And I did that. I DJed, as a lot of you already know from previous stories that I've told. I've DJed for about 8.5 years. I DJed for an arena football team out of Fort Myers, Florida, called the Florida Stingrays. That was cool. And from there, I met a group of people who were independent rappers and rap artists that owned an independent record label out of Dallas, Texas. So I got to working with them, became friends with them. Long story short, kept in contact with them. And I was at a house party one time. I was DJing a house party for a friend of mine, the guy that I actually did boat bottom cleaning for, Kevin. And I met this guy by the name of Adam. He was about my age. He rolled up in this brand new Escalade. I'm like, man, what's this guy do for a living? So I approached him. I said, hey, man, what do you do? He's like, oh, I do marketing campaigns for the YMCA. I'm like, oh, right over my head. I'm like, I don't even know what the hell that even means. But okay, you drive a really awesome SUV, man. I want to know what you do so I can do it. So he gets me in contact with the owners of that company based out of Dallas, Texas. I continued to call for about a month, month and a half. They kept dodging my calls. They weren't returning my phone calls. All my credit cards at this point were maxed out. I'm living with my mom and her boyfriend, right, in South Florida there on the West Coast there. I'm just a boat, I don't doing boat bottom cleaning, DJing for this skeezy country bar called Cowboys, you know, and other random clubs there in Florida. And just my life had no purpose. You could even ask my mom. My life had no purpose. I was not big into reading. I just wanted to watch TV. I wanted to go out and drink. I wanted to go out and have fun and party with my friends. I wasn't getting home till 2-3 in the morning. Like, my life was a train wreck ready to happen. It was just ready to freaking go off the rails. Now, I eventually got a call back from the VP of that company, of that guy that I talked to. And lo and behold, they asked me, hey, do you have any sales experience? I'm like, no, I don't have any sales experience. They're like, okay. Do you have any marketing background? No, I don't have any marketing background. They're like, okay. And they asked me a bunch of questions, and a lot of my answers were, no, I don't have experience there. No, I don't have experience there. Nope, I don't know how to do that. Nope, never done that. And the guy asked me flat out, the owner of the company, he says, well, let me ask you, Jason. He goes, what makes you feel like you're qualified enough to do this job if you don't know how to do any of this stuff? I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm broke. I live with my mom. I have no money. And I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to learn something and make it on my own. And that was all he needed. He was like, all right, you know what? Give me a call in about a month. We're going to set something up. I got another marketing campaign that we're going to do in Oklahoma. You're going to meet me in Mesquite, Texas. And he's like, and we're going to just go from there. I'm like, okay. So I drove out, drove from Florida all the way to Texas, got going on that. So to speed up the timeline a little bit, I was doing this sales and marketing for about 5 years. 5 years I was on the road. 5 years. That's how I met my wife here in Michigan. I worked with the YMCA here in Michigan and in Grand Haven. And believe it or not, she was one of my telemarketers. So when we would do these marketing campaigns, we would do a telemarketing campaign. We'd set up a campaign. So basically what I used to do, if you want to really boil it down and give it an actual real title, I was a fly-by salesman. I mean, if we're going to really be honest about it, that's what I was. I was a fly-by night salesman. We would come to a YMCA that was struggling with their membership base. We would work with the executive director and the board of directors to work out a discounted price for the membership. And then we would set up shop for about 8 to 10 weeks. And we'd take people on tours, and we had, tours around the facility. And so we had temporary telemarketers that we would hire on a 1099. And we'd go right through the phone book and invite people into the YMCA, take them on a tour, say, hey, you know, we got a 2 free week pass we're going to give you. You can take a tour. If you like what you see, you can, you know, trade that pass in and get a discounted membership. Otherwise, you can just take that free 2 week pass and use it and no strings attached. Boom. So like I did that for 5 years. Then I met my wife. Then to really sum it up, we were back and forth, keeping in contact with each other. She wanted to, you know, lock me down and, you know, settle me down. And I was like, nope. I could see myself loving you one day, but not today. Like I was a big player. So again, I'm just giving you the real raw past of what and who Jason Jones was. I was a big sinner. Think about it. DJ, in and out of nightclubs for 8.5 years, traveling across the country, different states. Do you really think I was being a good boy, a good choir boy? I mean, just really. So anyways, so we fast forward to about 2012. I discovered, okay, I'm done being on the road. I'm ready to actually settle down. And finally, Katie was single at the same time as I was single. So she drove out to Iowa. And her mom was like, I can't believe you're going out there. You're breaking my heart. Why are you going out for some boy that you don't even know wants to even settle down with you? And she was bound and determined. She was like, Mom, I'm telling you right now, I'm coming back with a boyfriend. And she came back with a boyfriend. She did. So now I get off the road. My late, what now is my late stepfather, Barry, when he was alive, he had a business. And I went to go work for him for a short period of time. So 2012 going to 2013. And then unexpected sad circumstances occurred. He took his own life. And there I was unemployed again. So not only did I lose a job, lost an income, living back with mom again. and then in the meantime, my now wife, Katie, was supposed to move down to Florida, right? So we were going to start our life together down in Florida, and they agreed to let her live with them, with us, right, until we got our own apartment. Well, all that crap happened. So, very sad moment, very sad time. She moves down into a hellstorm. I'm filled with rage and anger because I was the one that found him. Ended up getting our own apartment. My mom moved in her own condo. We got out of the house that all took place in. There was a lot of spooky stuff that occurred after his death. And we'll just leave it there. So now we're leasing luxury apartments. And then we get sick of that. We felt like my, you know, Katie and I, we got married down there in 2014. We felt like we were on a hamster wheel, right? Hamster wheel, just running, 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 and nowhere to go. So we went back on the road, or I went back on the road, and the guy that I used to work for, he was the VP of that previous company that I worked for. He started his own thing. And so we went to go work for him for about a year. So to sum it up, we somehow made our way back in Michigan because we got done working with a Snap Fitness in Tennessee. And I'm making a point here. You might be wondering, Jason, what are you rambling about? All I don't care about your resume. There's a reason why I'm telling you all this. We got done with a Snap Fitness promo in Tennessee. We were supposed to go to Texas, but the YMCA out in Texas wasn't ready to pull the trigger on starting the campaign. So we're like, that's okay. We'll just take a couple weeks off. So we drove up to Michigan and we figured we'll just take a little vacation. No big deal. Well, 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks. 4 weeks turned into five. And we're now into June. And Katie and I, we were supposed to renew our vows and get married in the church that she grew up in. Even though we were already married, we went to the courthouse, but she wanted to get married in a house of God. And so we had a lot of stuff that we were saving up for. In August, a year later after we were married. So I decided, well, I'm not going to let the grass grow around my feet. So I ended up getting a CDL. Got my CDL. Passed the test, all that good stuff. Great. All right. August rolls around. We get married again. Which everybody says, you're crazy. Why'd you guys get married again? Well, we did. It was fun. So we got married again in August, literally the same weekend that we had our wedding. I had to jump on a Greyhound bus. So we got married on a Friday. And then on Sunday, I had to jump on a Greyhound bus to go down to Chicago, start my job with US Express. I was with them for a year. Then Katie was pregnant, which we didn't expect. She was pregnant with our now 7-year-old daughter, Haven. And I ended up finding a job being a fuel hauler because I wanted to be home every day. I didn't want to be a weekend dad or an every other weekend dad. So I got a job hauling fuel. Got my hazmat, you know, endorsement, all that stuff, tanker endorsement, everything like that, background check. And I've been hauling fuel ever since then. Obviously for, you know, two different fuel companies, but I've been hauling fuel ever since then. Now, COVID 2020 happens. The year of 2020, literally 4 years ago, we were living in the middle of hell. Like, if you think about it, 4 years ago, we couldn't find toilet paper. Now, we could barely afford toilet paper because the price of inflation is so stupid high. So 2020 occurs. Now, I'm just an idiot. No, I'm not. I shouldn't really say that. I shouldn't dog on myself. But, you know, I was just another man in this world that fed into Fox News. I listened to the narrative. I fed into it hook, line, and sinker. And then I started listening more to Glenn Beck. And then I somehow came across to discover what Q was. I discovered what Q was through my mother-in-law, of all people. And then it just kind of started snowballing down from there. The discovery of Q turned into the discovery of what was happening to children, and the discovery of adrenochrome and what the elitist in Hollywood and in the music industry and in our de facto government and the world governments and bankers around the world and what they do and Bohemian Grove, this snowball turned into this giant avalanche after a couple years. I was like, holy crap. What exactly am I learning here? I went through a 6-month, my wife and I both went through like a 6-month, I swear, it was a 6-month mourning because everything that we had learned, we realized that a lot of what we were taught all our life was a lie. A lie, a big fat flipping lie. And so I eventually got to knowing, my mother-in-law pointed me to Bards FM. She was listening to him for quite some time. She goes, oh, you got to listen to him. You got to listen to him. So I'm like, okay, I'll check him out. So I was listening to him. I was listening to SGT Report. I was listening to X22. I was listening to, who else? Gosh, there's so many of them. I can't even remember them all. I was listening to so many. I mean, like I said, And We Know, I can't remember the guy, the guy in Texas, he's like friends with Alex Jones. I can't remember his name now. You guys would remember. Oh man, it's fleeting my mind. Mike Adams. Yes. Mike Adams. Listen to him all the time. And yes, Patriot Street Fighter. I listen to Nino. I listen to Charlie Ward. I listen to all these guys and Vandersteel, all of them, all of them. No exaggeration. All of them subscribed. I was hook, line, and sinker. You couldn't feed me enough new information. I was just taking it in like a fat kid eating cake. Nom, 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 nom. Just taking it in, eating, consuming. Then I would get myself in a stupor and depressed, like, holy what is going on with our world? Yeah, Sherry Tenpenny is another one. That's right. I haven't heard that name in a minute. But where am I going at with all this? The longer I started listening to these people, the more inconsistencies I started discovering. Now, I'm not what you would call a CSI type of investigator. Like, I am not that guy. When it comes to being like a Sherlock Holmes type of mindset, I'm not that guy. But what I do seem to have an ability to do is, see, it's interesting. This is why I sucked at sales, because I couldn't remember names. I could not remember people's names, but you could tell me a story 2 years ago, and I'll be able to remember that story. I might not remember your name, but I'll be able to remember all the details of the story that you told me 2 years ago. So, that being said, I noticed a lot of inconsistencies with a lot of the agenda, the narratives, and a lot of the stories and the things that a lot of these voices were pushing. And then I started unsubscribing little by little. Unsubscribe, 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 unsubscribe. Because I started realizing, like, something's not adding up here. Something is not adding up. So, May of 2021 rolls around. And I got this bright idea while I'm at work to start a podcast. I was like, that's what I should do. I should start a podcast. Because I'm so sick and tired of the lies and feeling like I'm not being fed the honest truth. Maybe I should start a podcast. But then I started thinking, but what do I know? I'm still learning. I have no idea what the hell's going on. And then that year, in August, going into September, I started learning about the Michigan General Assembly. Then I got involved, started learning. Then we get into the year 2022. I'm still learning about the assembly. February rolls around, or the last week of January of 2022. And then finally, it was almost like a smack upside my head. Like God was clipping me upside my head and he was like, hey, and literally if there was an audible way to describe what I heard in my head, this is what it sounded like. Hey, I need you. Wait. Actually, hold on. We need to do a little effect here. Let's get a God voice in here. Hold on. Where's my God voice? I know I got a God voice somewhere here. Where's it at? There it is. This is what I heard. Hey, I called you to do a podcast. I put that thought in your head back in 21. Back in May. You remember? Yeah. Okay. Why have you not done anything with that? I don't know, God. Well, if you don't get your butt in gear, I'm going to call somebody else. Okay. So, that's kind of what that almost felt like in my own mind. I was called in May of 2021 to start a podcast. I was stuck with the paralysis of the analysis. Then 22 comes around, 2022 rolls around. I get another slap upside the head. Hey, you're either going to do this or I'm going to find somebody else who will. And you're going to read my word. You're going to read the Bible. And you're going to talk about the General Assembly. You're going to put out good, honest information out there to help the American people learn how you get your freedom back. And I'm thinking to myself, are you crazy, God? I don't know what the heck I'm doing. But okay. So I went to Guitar Center. I bought a microphone. Got some headphones. Got a Podbean account. Set up a basic website. I had no flipping idea what I was doing. Hell, I still don't know what I'm doing. You heard my little, you're going to hear it. Anybody that's listening to the download, you've already heard my little mess up with my production there, you know, a little dead air. Oops. But my point is, I got started. I didn't know where it was going to go. I started talking about random topics like trucking and just random stuff. I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but it eventually evolved, and it's still evolving. And here we are 2 years later. Yes, I do not have Joe Rogan numbers. No, I do not have hundreds of thousands of subscribers. But do you know what that should be an indicator of? What, Jason, that you suck? No. Some of you thought it. I bet you some of you thought. Don't lie. I'll say it. But all kidding aside, and forgive me if I sound like I'm pausing longer than normal. I'm dealing with, of course, I was fine all day today, but I'm dealing with this hellacious headache all of a sudden. And I'm just chucking up that up to, you know, Satan is just trying to throw me off my game because he does not want me to talk. And that's what happened actually back in, when I first started this podcast, the week that I decided that I was going to do the podcast, Satan was tripping me up all week long at work. Literally so many things went wrong. They went wrong. It was stupid. And so at the end of the day, we're here 2 years later. We're approaching 1,000 subscribers on Podbean. I think my TikTok has 35, almost 3,500 subscribers, but TikTok's been ticking me off lately, no pun intended. I have a couple videos on there. One video particularly has got 37,000 views, but anything I put up now can't go past the 250, 300 mark. So they're obviously shadow banning me over there. I don't know what the hell to do there, but whatever. I'm just doing what I can on TikTok and YouTube, and Rumble just makes me irritated. I do not like the technology at Rumble. That's why you will not see updated videos on Rumble. So if you're following me over on Rumble, my apologies. I refuse to use Rumble because I have a hard time getting videos to upload just to view and consume other people's platforms, let alone try to upload my own stuff. I cannot stand Rumble. That's just me. So far, I've been having okay luck at YouTube, but you know, I'm just whatever I can, wherever I can. X, Podbean, Telegram. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to put out information about what the General Assembly is, put out a little bit of God's word, right? Discuss a little bit of God's, you know, reading out of the Bible. And if you would have told me 8, 9 years ago, Jason, I have a unique ability to see into futures, and you're going to be reading, you're going to start a podcast, and you're going to be reading out of the Bible, and you're going to be talking about America's history and how you can restore the Republican form of government in America. And so people can return back to their freedom and sovereignty. I would have looked at you like you had three heads and were high. Like, get away from me, you crazy person, you. Not going to start a podcast and read the Bible, you stupid. I'm a DJ. I am not a Bible reading podcaster. I am a DJ. I am a salesman. I am a player with a sports car. Like, that's who I was. Now, obviously not anymore. But I tell you all of this stuff so you understand who I used to be, what I used to do, where I came from, where I used to live, where I was born. Because when all of these other truthers, quote unquote, get revealed, like with hard evidence, and all these people get exposed, because it's coming, there's going to be so many people that are going to lose their crap. I mean, they're going to like absolutely lose their mind. Because they're going to be like, we've trusted you. And this is the thanks we get. This is what you do. You lie to us. We've tossed all our money at you because you guys cry the whole song and dance of, oh, please donate. You know, I'm trying to, you know, you guys are so great. And this is how I can do this full time and blah, 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 blah. It's like watching a sad commercial on here. Just donating $5 a month will allow a kid in Africa to drink water for a year. That's what some of these guys do. So anyways, I did not really mean to try to make this show about me. But the reason I shared this show is I want you to understand that God has a plan, not just for me, but he's got a plan for you. He has a plan for all of us. When I look back on my life, and I reflect on all the pivotal turns that I made, like the decision on whether to move to Florida from Wisconsin or not, to break up with my girlfriend at the time to move down to Florida, and then to make that pivotal decision to make that leap and go on the road to do sales and marketing for a company that works in the fitness industry that I had no experience in. And that eventually led me to my wife. And then that eventually led into more decisions, which eventually led to her and I being together and getting married. Which eventually, God eventually led us back up to Michigan. Now, if you know my wife, she wants nothing to do with Michigan. If she had her way, we'd be in Florida right now, like tomorrow. And my mom right here, she's in the chat saying, yes. Sorry, Mom, we are not going to Florida. I cannot put myself under that stress. I cannot do the job that I do living in Florida. Plus, that heat sucks. That freaking heat sucks. But when I reflect on everything that's taken place in my life, God steered us in a certain path. He got me in the path of my buddy Shane, who got me involved with the assembly. Now, he's no longer involved, but he got me involved, and I'm still with it. At the end of the day, God is in control. He may not be working as fast as you and I want him to, but you also have to understand, while he's working in the background, you and I have to be hard at work in the foreground. No more grab your bucket of popcorn and sit back and enjoy the movie or enjoy the show. No more the Patriots are in control. It's time to awaken from the fake awakening. And like Chris in Michigan says here in the chat board, you got to put in the work. That is exactly it. You have to put in the work. Put in your sweat equity. Don't rely on other people to fix your problems in this country. You got to do it yourself. The reason we have this mess to begin with is because we trusted a bunch of son of a guns that we thought we were electing to do our bidding for us and to have our best interest at heart, but they didn't. But they didn't. And now we're coming to realize and we're coming to learn that they are infiltrating from within to try to take down this country. It is not a bunch of... The terrorists do not come from the Middle East. Sure, there might be some people out there that might not like us alive, but by and large, the terrorists that we're dealing with are internal. They are in suits in D.C. Those are the terrorists. And pretty soon, a lot of those terrorists are going to be having a nice one-way plane ride down to Gitmo. And the same thing with a lot of these truthers. Guilty by association. It's funny. Flynn is now saying, oh, there's no Flynn network. I've been paying attention to what Mike Gill has been saying here on X, which, by the way, I'm going to be having Mike Gill on again next Sunday. So mark your calendars, 6 p.m. again. Mike Gill is going to come back on the air next Sunday. We're going to continue on this conversation. But a lot of these podcasters, they're going to have some serious questions to answer. And they're all talking about how they're part of the Flynn network, the Flynn network. And Flynn is out there saying, oh, there's no network. These people are stupid. They have no idea they're being played right now. He is disassociating from them. So when all this comes out, there's only going to be a few good true voices that you're going to gravitate to. Hopefully His Hard Line is one of them. The Michelle Moore Show, Kirk Pendergrass with Kirk's Law Corner, and hopefully a few more pop up that are genuine. Like I said, that guy that I'll find his link and I'll put it on Telegram, but Dabumasan, right? That guy is great. He does great work. So I'm going to start sharing his stuff too. I love what he does over there, some of the audio that I was playing. But anyway. So that, in a nutshell, is who Jason Jones is beyond the mic. Know who you are following. Careful who you follow. Careful who you listen to. They rely on people to be apathetic and complacent and expect other people to spoon-feed them. And that's what they're doing. They're spoon-feeding you a narrative they know you want to hear. They are spoon-feeding you and tickling your ears with all these stories. They sell you on election fraud. They sell you on this story and that story. And that's how they get you hooked. And then once you develop a rapport with them, then they convince you to part ways with your money through donations, buy my crappy book, buy my crappy t-shirt, buy my crappy pens, subscribe to my Patreon account. So if you want extra sensitive information that I know that I'm not going to put out there for free, you got to pay me $30 a month or $50 a month for that premium membership. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, but Jason Kirk over at Kirk's Law Corner has a Patreon. Yeah, but he actually provides a service. He's not just giving information. He's actually teaching you something valuable. Common law stuff. Be careful who you follow. There's a lot of grifters out there, and there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. And thank God for people like Mike Gill, the world's most important whistleblower right now, behind the crime of the century, which is what the General Jural Assembly is also actively working towards right now. I wish I could expand further on it. I can't. Some of you who are listening in live right now and might be listening on a download, you know what I'm talking about. In your own respective assemblies, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to put it out here on the air, but it's exciting stuff that's about to come down the pike. I love it. So with that, we're going to end in a prayer. Let's see if I can get my phone to work properly and not mess up like I did at the beginning of the show. Let's see here. Let's see. All right, there we go. Some music. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble hearts, and we're seeking your guidance and your wisdom in discerning the truth from falsehoods. And, you know, we are surrounded in a world filled with voices claiming authority, claiming they know the truth, claiming they have valuable information to help us try to see. You know, we just ask that you help us see through this disguise of those who come to us in sheep's clothing. We ask that you grant us that discernment to recognize the fruits of their words and their deeds, knowing that genuine goodness and righteousness yield positive outcomes. And while deceit and falsehoods lead to harm and destruction, we ask that you help us not to be deceived by the outward appearances, but to look beyond the true intentions and motives of some of these people, so that we are not led astray. And so we just ask that you give us courage to speak out against the falsehood and to uphold that truth, even when it may be unpopular or challenging. And it seems like we're the only ones standing up. Lead us on the path of righteousness. Protect us from the snares of the enemy and guide us to that truth. Lord, we entrust ourselves into your hands, knowing that you are the ultimate source of wisdom and discernment. And we just ask that you help us walk in the light of your truth, bearing witness to your love and grace in all that we do. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love this guitar. This guitar is so soothing to me. Love the guitar. So like I said, ladies and gentlemen, here at His Heart Line, we are firm. We are steadfast and we are uncompromising. And we will not allow the enemy to ever cross that line again, because it is our duty. And I'm going to repeat myself. It is our duty to hold that line, because the enemy seeks to lure us into apathy, complacency, fear, doubt, anxiety, and hopelessness. And it aims to enslave us mentally, trying to hinder our progress towards self-mastery, self-governance, and try to ruin that self-procured relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. That's what he wants to do. The enemy wants to separate us from Father. And so I just say, remain vigilant. Remain resolute in your commitment to holding this line. God bless, ladies and gentlemen, and we will catch up with you here next time. And I just want to tell you, thank you for being here with us. It was a pleasure and an honor to serve you here at His Heart Line. And I just hope we can continue to grow this organically. It is because of you that this podcast even still exists, because there have been many, many times that I thought about just quitting because it just took too much of my time. I felt like I was gaining no traction, but it is because of all of you that this show still continues on, because I would hate the thought of disappointing God by quitting in this stage of the game. And I hate to call it a game, but at this stage in life, when so much is about to be exposed. So, it is because of you that we still exist. So thank you. Keep sharing this show. And with that, you all have a blessed night, and we'll see you back here next time.
To find more shows like this, you can visit hishardline.com. And to learn more about your involvement with your local General Jural Assembly, you can visit national-assembly.net. His Hardline Podcast. Please exercise caution regarding any organization purporting to be an assembly and claiming similar objectives such as the American States Assembly, National Liberty Alliance, Life Force, Beacon 37, RUSA Tactical Civics, or any entity diverging from the officially recognized Michigan model acknowledged by 7 countries and the United States military. Furthermore, it's important to clarify that we do not endorse or recognize status corrections.